All I really wanted in middle school was to fit in. Raise your hand if you can want to go along. Yeah, right, middle school totally sucks. But I had a really hard time with it. I was like a little guy, 4'10", maybe, like 75 pounds if it was snowing out. Puberty was like the Magna Carta to me. It was something that I had heard about in class, and I believed it was important to my life somehow, but it wasn't anything that I had actually experienced myself. So I was like little and smooth. I was like a little baby cricket or like a worry stone, right? That's who I was in middle school. So I got beat up a lot, right? Or I got like chased a lot to get beat up by people who were slower than me, but not, you know, that much slower. So the worst of it came like in the locker room after gym class. These three kids who like were my friends in grade school used to corner me and give me like these horribly ridiculous wedgies, like underwear tearing, why are you laughing? This is like really traumatic. Like underwear tearing, tear-inducing wedgies, right? And I don't know about you, but when I was like 13, my position in the supply chain of my clothing was consumer. So I was not, like procurement was not my, I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any like sort of purchasing power. I had none. My mom bought my underwear. So when my underwear stash went from like 12 to 8 to 6 to 2, they started making phone calls, right? So they called the principal. They called like these kids' parents, and they hashed it all out. But I was sort of followed for the rest of that year with this shadow of potential retribution lurking over me at all times because I had ratted out these kids. And I actually am afraid they're going to come and get me like now. This is like 25 years later, and I'm like always sort of looking over my shoulder for one or all three of them to give me this ridiculous wedgie. So the one thing that I did do in middle school that I was actually really into was basketball, right? And like I said, I wasn't the hulking Adonis you see before you now. I was like, you know, this little guy who was really into basketball. I lived in Indiana in the late 1980s, right? IU had just won the national championship. Go Hoosiers. Hoosiers the movie had just come out with Gene Hackman, right? Larry Bird was the best and still is the best basketball player on the planet, and he was from Indiana, right? So I lived and breathed, like every 13-year-old boy in Indiana, I lived and breathed basketball. The problem, of course, was I was 4'10" and 75 pounds with all 12 pairs of underwear on, and I wasn't very coordinated, and I wasn't very fast, and I was pretty lazy, and I was mouthy, so I didn't really fit into the whole sort of you know, team dynamic thing, right? So I wasn't really built to play basketball, but I really wanted to play basketball. So I played on Saturdays, and I played in my driveway, and I played with my brothers and the kids in the neighborhood, and I played on the middle school team. And I was like a bench sitter on the B team, right? Like, I was the kid they put in when the other kids were tired for like a minute at a time. Like a 40-minute game, I saw maybe 7 of those minutes. And my job essentially was to pass the ball. Like, that was it. Like, if you get the ball, coach, if you get the ball, pass it to anyone. It doesn't matter. Do not hold the ball too long. Because I would dribble it off my foot, or I would, like, give it to the other team. I was not meant to play this game. So I did other things, like got in trouble. So, like, before basketball practice one time, me and some of the guys on the team had come into, like, a pretty healthy inventory of slime. And anybody who grew up in the 80s might remember this stuff. It was, like, this sort of useless, probably petroleum-based product that you could buy for like 25 cents out of vending machines, and it would come in these bubbles with the little plastic things, and it was fluorescent, and they had no function whatsoever, except like grossing out girls, and that was it. So we would have tons of it. We thought it would be really cool if we threw it up on the ceiling and then like held each other down underneath it and pull our shirts up and let it fall on our naked bellies. So, like, one day before practice, when, like, another team, the girls' team or whatever, was in there practicing, we were out in the hallway doing this. And the one thing that slime does well, it does nothing except this one thing, and that is stain ceiling tiles. So, right, so we had to pay for the ceiling tiles. We had to run, like, countless laps. For weeks after practice, we ran these laps, which is why I don't jog. I hate running. Running is stupid. I see people jogging, and I think, what did you do in life to willingly spend your free time running around the city like that? Why? I feel bad for them. But then, so we would run these laps, And that was it. The other thing that we did that was really bad, and this is like kind of really bad, was that somebody had discovered in an open janitor's closet in the boys' bathroom a hole in the wall that looked into the girls' bathroom. Well, right, that's what we thought. So we like lined up, you know, like Back to the Future 4 was coming out. We like lined up waiting for it, you know, to get our peek or whatever. And we sort of looked through the hole in the wall and, you know, we saw mirrors in the sink. And like, I don't know, middle school girls are always looking in mirrors. It's like what they do. They have them in their pockets and they have them sort of in their lockers. So it wasn't that interesting or new or exciting or sexually charging or anything. It was just like, oh, okay, cool. But we got in a lot of trouble because you're not supposed to look through little holes into the girls' bathroom. And I felt really bad about it, like authentically bad about it, because, you know, that's like a huge violation of trust. So all the girls were pissed off at us, right? And the teachers were all pissed off at us, and our parents were all pissed off at us. I don't even really know if anybody ever took the step to investigate why there was a hole in the janitor's closet looking into a middle school girl's bathroom. It's a question for the ages. To make good, some of my friends and I decided we would start an all-boys cheerleading group for the girls' basketball team, right? So that was this was how we were giving back to our school environment, was leading half-empty bleachers of bored spectators on Tuesday afternoons in cheers during halftime. So we practiced, we talked to the faculty person, and she's like, yeah, that sounds great. And, you know, she sponsored us, and we practiced. We had a uniform, right? So we had like black sweatpants. And back then, like, everybody like pulled their sweatpants up, like both legs. Megan knows what I'm talking about, right? So we had like these black sweatpants, and then we had like black t-shirts, and we wore our basketball shoes. We were like silver and black. And white Air Jordans, those were our school colors. On the back of the pants, I got you on this side too. Here, we had ironed in white the name of our school, Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, named for Joseph Tuttle, who was the president of the local college in the 1800s. Poor Joseph Tuttle, if he had only known. We had his name on our butts in white capital letters, except because I was a little guy, mine was more like down on my thighs, right? And then the piece de resistance or whatever, I don't speak Spanish. So we had these white mesh half shirt like football jerseys that were totally the style of the time, right? So like a couple years later when Axl Rose was doing that, also from Indiana, we were like, dude, Axl, we were doing that in like 88. And so we were rocking these like, you know, football things, right? That's our uniform. So we're out there, we're doing the cheers, right? I don't even know them anymore. I don't care. It's like I've blocked all that out. But because I was the little guy, I was elected, voted, or volunteered to be the one who would sit atop the pyramid, right? So it was like me and five sort of normally progressing pubescent boys. And they were like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and me. So we practiced, and it was great. Like, we're in practice, and we're doing it, and I'm up on the thing, and I got my knees, and I put my dad like this, and I'm like, I'm going to be a star, and there's no spotlight in this gym, but if there were, it would be on me. All right, we got it. Game time, halftime. There's the coaches over here, the bench, and the team's over here, and everyone's up in the crowd sort of talking. Nobody had phones because there weren't phones, but if they had phones, they would have been on their phones, but they were sort of talking to each other. The guys all get down, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. And I start to make my ascent, like I'm scrambling up Mount Si or something, right? So there's like, Tuttle, 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 right? And I put my knee up and I put my other knee up and I look over and I see like the assistant coach for the visiting team is like, turns around like I'm doing some amazing thing. Wow. Is he doing? And then, you know, the girls' team for our school is looking at us like, holy cow, he's not such a jerk. And then, you know, the crowd, like two or three people, like looking at what he's doing. And so I get set and I put my knees down and I put my hands up like this to shout or something victorious and amazing that is about to come out of my mouth when my knee slips and I tumble off the top of the pyramid and land flat on my ass right on the hardwood. Oh, yeah, totally. Sympathy. I love it. So, thank you. The other five guys didn't move an inch, not even a fraction of an inch. They're all just looking at me like I'm the biggest jerk in the whole world. Like, I screwed up the whole thing. You know, they're just like this. They kind of sigh, dismount, come over, pick me up, right? The principal's like, no more pyramids. The little guy's going to hurt himself, right? So that's the end of the pyramids. And that's the end of my life as a male cheerleader for a girls' basketball team. That was kind of it. So I didn't play much basketball after that. Like, my freshman year of high school, that was the last bench I really felt like sitting on for any extended amount of time in a pair of shorts. So I don't know. I was thinking about the story and how I wanted to tell it to you, and it reminded me of this episode of this television show called Freaks and Geeks, where this character is wearing a giant Viking head and he falls off of a pyramid of girl teenagers in the middle, and he's like a little guy, and that whole show's kind of about little guys. And I think I was trying so hard in middle school to find my tribe, and my tribe had to be jocks or whatever, or basketball players, because I lived in Indiana and that's what the tribe was. But I learned many years later that I think my tribe is actually little dudes who go on to like write stories about how hard it can be to be little dudes. And that's my story. Thanks.